This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Woodland Park Police Chief announced his retirement yesterday after a third-party investigation found he was involved in numerous examples of gender bias, including harassment and intimidation. According to the Gazette, Miles DeYoung was put on administrative leave in early May following a complaint against him. The investigation described the state of the department as, quote, dire, saying things would only improve if DeYoung was terminated. The city plans to hire an interim police chief in the next few weeks. The final entries have been received for Colorado's $1 million vaccine drawings, but the impact on vaccination levels is unclear. After vaccinations tailed off in May, Governor Jared Polis launched the Comeback Cash campaign with $1 million drawings for the vaccinated for 5 weeks in a row. He says here and in other states with drawings, they have clearly spurred some to get the shots.
We're going to keep plowing ahead to help end this pandemic with the highly effective, safe, and free vaccines.
The week-by-week numbers paint a mixed picture. Vaccinations did go up 1 week after the drawings were announced, but declined other weeks in numbers less than before the drawings were announced. Students 12 to 17 can still get vaccinated for a chance at a $50,000 scholarship next week. Governor Jared Polis has declared a drought emergency for western Colorado, where some counties face water shortages after years of drought. The state's drought mitigation response plan will remain in its third phase, the highest level. That includes task forces for agriculture and municipal water, which will stay responsive to local drought issues. Some parts of western Colorado have been dry for 20 years. Scientists say it's a mega drought, which is worsened by climate change. This is CPR News, and you're listening to All Things Considered. An upcoming story on All Things Considered will keep us in Colorado, but it's not a happy one. A warning, this story will discuss suicide. Our state is seeing a spike of suicide among farmers, and it's tracking with the drought that we're experiencing. Asking for help is one obstacle, and so is finding mental health support in rural areas. That story is coming up in 10 minutes. What blood type are you? Maybe an A or the universal donor, O negative? Right now, Colorado is seeing a really, really bad shortage of blood. We got the full story on what's causing this shortage, the heavy demand, and how you can help. That story is on our homepage at cpr.org. Denver's at 83 degrees. You're listening to CPR News.